Track 25. Unit 4. Listening focus. Activity 3. 1.
Where is the museum?
Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for the National Museum.
Oh, sure. Carry on down this road for about half a kilometre. You'll come to a really big crossroads. There's the National Bank on the right-hand side, just after the crossroads. It's huge. It's got these really awesome statues of these muscly Greek guys in front. Anyway, the National Museum's directly opposite. Be careful crossing the street. Those cars go really fast. You'll need to walk round the side for the entrance.
2.
Which object did the students find part of?
So, did you find anything when you were digging around in the old castle ruins?
We found quite a lot, actually. The area where we were digging was probably used as a kitchen. I was hoping there would be an old knife, but we didn't have any luck with that. We found some smooth pieces of stone. They were obviously from a man-made object. When the professor came along, he said the pieces were actually bits of an old bowl. Now all we need is to locate the spoon they used.
3.
How was the picture damaged in the fire?
Following a fire at the museum, there's been a rescue attempt to save the many works of art inside. One of these was the famous Simpson's mother. Although it escaped the fire damage, the water system, which came on automatically, left a large mark in the bottom right-hand corner. It's not the first time the painting has experienced problems. On a previous occasion, the frame was broken when it was being transported. Fortunately, the painting itself didn't tear on this occasion. Experts hope to repair it soon.
4.
What did the girl buy?
Did you bring back any souvenirs from holiday?
Yeah. Well, my mum was like, you've got to buy something practical, like a T-shirt or something. And I said, no way. I mean, they only had the T-shirts in large and extra large. So she said we should get a tie for my dad. Like Dad's really going to go into the office in a holiday tie. He'd hate it. Anyway, there were these baseball caps in blue, and blue suits everyone. So there was only really one choice in the end.
5.
What will the weather be like during the science fair?
So, are we doing the science fair in the hall or out on the school field?
Hang on, I'm just getting the weather on the internet. Well, it says here it's going to rain in the morning, but stop around midday. And then from 2 o'clock it'll be sunny.
Great. The fair's from 2 till 4. Let's go on the field.
Yeah, but even if it clears up by that time, we won't be able to set the things up in the morning because it'll be raining.
Oh, yeah.
6.
Which animal is on the plate?
OK, Susan. What did you bring for today's exhibition?
Well, my auntie gave me this to bring in. She's mad about the sea. She's got statues of dolphins, pictures of people fishing, lots of stuff. I think that's why she gave me this. She didn't want it. It's got a poem on one side, all about how wonderful the desert is, and a snake on the other. It was originally part of a pear, with a plate with a camel on it. My auntie thought it might be valuable.
7.
When can students visit the exhibition for free?
Welcome to the South African Art Exhibition Information Line. The exhibition will be open to the public daily from the 26th of September. There'll be a special viewing for journalists and local television representatives on the 20th of September. There will also be an open day on the 23rd of September. Anybody taking advanced art or a similar level art course is welcome on this day, but will have to book through their school or university. There's no charge for this showing, but students attending after the 26th will need to pay the full entrance fee.